Good to see everybody here this evening. All right, God is our refuge. We're going to look at the protection that God provides for us, and we're going to keep that in our mind. See, where do we find safety? And where do we find calm, serene surroundings? And where can we go where we are absolutely safe? Well, usually in our homes, we feel safe. However, depending on the neighborhood you live in, you may have a little trepidation from time to time. And if for some reason someone breaks in, we become vulnerable and we feel violated in some way, and we'll probably never feel safe as long as we live there. But home is where we should have that safety. This is our castle. This is our domain. This is where we reveal ourselves and talk to each other about our secrets and things like that. And yeah, we should find safety there. Now, there's many passages talk about God as being our refuge. He is our refuge. In Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." All right, so we're going to notice some other passages about this refuge of God. Deuteronomy 33:27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them." So do not trust in man. God is the only security you need. You know, Psalm 118:8, the middle verse of the Bible, "It is better to trust in God than in man." And verse 9, "Better trust in God than in princes." So a lot of people want to put their trust in the government to take care of us. And that's a misplaced understanding. That's not their job to take care of us. Their job is to protect us. And then, of course, God is the security that we need. All right, Psalm 9 and verse 9, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Every now and then we face trouble and we feel oppressed by somebody simply because other people, they don't like God, they don't like Christ, they don't like Christians, they don't like the church. And so they're going to oppress us for some way, in some reason, somehow. And God will be there to watch over us. So we need to trust in God to protect our souls. Jesus said, don't worry about the one who can take your life. Worry about him who can destroy your soul in hell. So yes, God is the one who has that ability. So we turn to God when we're in trouble. In Psalm 14, 5 and 6, they are in great dread, for God is with the righteous generation. You would put to shame the counsel of the afflicted, but the Lord is his refuge. When someone puts their trust in God, you cannot shame them. You know, in this world we live in, there's a lot of shaming. There's fat shaming. Clothing shaming. There's showing your children on the internet shaming. There's all sorts of shaming taking place, trying to make somebody feel bad because they did something which they really weren't thinking about and was totally innocent to begin with, but someone just starts pointing something out. And so here people are going to say things about the afflicted, but you know what? When the Lord is their refuge, they're not ashamed of that. They're proud to be a child of God. The righteous face troubles of all sorts, but they remember that God is with them. Yes, we do face problems. We do face issues. We know there's a world out there full of animosity towards God and towards those who would even speak words from the Bible. They're trying to get the Bible outlawed as hate speech. And who knows? It may be happening one of these days. But still, God is with them. And you cannot put to shame their protection, because it is the Lord himself. The Lord is their protection, and you cannot put them to shame for that. In Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change. See, God gives us the strength of conviction to wholly put our trust in Him as our protector. And that's what we need to look at. Yes, there's some things, yes, we need to do to protect ourselves. There are some things we need to do to pay attention to what's going on around us and make sure we don't get put in one of those situations. I mean, if you see 80 people standing in the road right in front of you, yeah, there's liable to be problems there. And you want to take a detour if you can. And so, yes, we need to put our trust in God as our protector. And we need to make wise choices. So when do we have trouble? Yes, we have trouble all the time, really, when you think about it. See, in Psalm 48 and verse 14, I'm going to read the first three verses, 1 through 14, but I'm going to read the first three verses. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. God in her palaces has made himself known as a stronghold. So yes, the beauty and glory of God's city is a stronghold, something that we can put our confidence in. In Psalm 57, and then about the first four verses here, be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in thee. And in the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. My soul is among lions. I must be among those who breathe forth fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. So it's a prayer for rescue from persecutors. And that's what it is. The whole chapter would tell you that. And then Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. But as for me, I shall sing of thy strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of thy loving kindness in the morning, for thou hast been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to thee, for God is my stronghold, the God who shows me loving kindness. So yes, God is a stronghold for protection. In Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4, says, hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to thee when my heart is faint. Lead me in to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in the tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of thy wings. So yes, God's protection gives us confidence when we're there standing with God and working with God, being fellow workers of God, doing His will. Then yes, we have protection. We have this protection gives us confidence that, as Paul said, you know, if we're faithful to God, what can man do to me? And we wonder about that. In Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, it says, my soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. Then beginning verse 5, my soul wait in silence for God only. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is in God. Trust in Him all the times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So yes, he is a refuge from oppression. He is our refuge. And we need to look at it that way. That is what we need to look at. Okay, now, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In thy righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline thine ear to me and save me. Be thou to me a rock of habitation, to which I may continually come. Thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the band of the wicked, out of the grasp of the wrongdoer and the ruthless man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my confidence from my youth. By thee I have been sustained from my birth. Thou art he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of thee. I have become a marvel to many, for thou art my strong refuge. So yes, this is a prayer of those who seek God's protection. And it's one that we can adopt into our own prayers and our own prayer life. So we should do that. In Psalm 91, beginning verse 1. See, we read this part first. He said, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. So yes, security of the one who trusts in God. And he is there for us. And Psalm 94:22 says, but the Lord has been my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. And if God has been there protecting us all along, should we not share that with others? Let them know that God is there protecting me. This is where my trust is, and he's going to take care of me. If we demonstrate that confidence that he's going to take care of me, he'll take care of them as well. And Proverbs 14:26 says, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. So yes, the children of God will have refuge when we have a fear of the Lord. And when we're living our life in such a way that we know it's pleasing to him, that gives us confidence, it gives us the hope of our salvation, gives the hope of eternal life with God in heaven. We have the assurance that he's going to watch over us and protect us. So we learn in Proverbs so many benefits by having a fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is a stronghold. It is a security for us. It's almost like saying it's like a security blanket that we hold on to and wrap ourselves in. So yes, the fear of the Lord gives us understanding, helps us put all this stuff into words, to get it into our minds. Why is all this garbage going on in the world today? And it's confusing, it's frustrating. Why is it happening? When we have the fear of God, we know why. I can tell everybody out there how to fix all of our problems. Stop the sin. Now, how hard was that to say? Stop sinning. That would solve all of our problems out in this world today. See, it is necessary for us to be able to trust God for our soul's salvation. And that we do. So, God is a refuge. God is a stronghold. God is a fortress. God is a shield. God is our protector. So all we have to do is put our trust in him. Have you done that yet? If not, chances are you are living in fear. You're living in fear because you're afraid. You're afraid because people have told you need to be afraid. You're afraid of what the government might do to you. You're afraid of what your neighbors might do to you. You're afraid of what social media will do to you. When you put your trust in God, you don't have to fear anything. Just give God that reverential respect that He deserves. So consider those thoughts. We're going to sing our invitation song. Very simple lesson. Short lesson after this morning. It will work out good for you. And so, anyway, if anyone is subject to invitation, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.